Hello?
Yeah, hello?
This is April with United Healthcare. I was calling about a prior authorization for a patient.
Yeah, hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now, yeah. Sorry I missed that. Can you repeat for me?
I was calling about a prior authorization for a patient, Melinda Graben Schoer.
Okay, just a moment. And with whom you would like to speak? Any reference name for the person?
It says Max M.
Max, right?
Uh-huh.
Just a moment. Let me get on the line to the Max, and let me connect you with him, okay?
Okay.
Just a second.
Hello.
Hi, this is April with United Healthcare. I was calling about a prior authorization for Melinda Graben-Schroer.
Yeah, please, can you please provide me the date of birth?
7/4/1985.
Yeah, just one moment. Yeah, what can I help you for this?
This authorization for the day 9217 Luprolide is a duplicate request. I had sent a cancel fax, but accidentally included the current auth number. It meant to include the previous auth number that is still current and active.
Just one moment. Yeah, we have initiated a prior authorization request for J9217. Due to that prior authorization, we have taken our auth with a wrong DX code, which is C for Charlie 50.911. And in this authorization, we have used a correct DX code, which is C for Charlie 50.411. This is the reason we have initiated a new prioritization request.
Oh, the diagnosis code is not super important. I mean, the patient's requested for breast cancer. The diagnosis is, you know, breast cancer, so it should be fine.
Okay, just one moment. Yeah, just one moment. Yeah, so I guess it will not affect on our claims due to wrong diagnosis code.
It should be fine. We approve per medical necessity, so, you know, changes. I mean, the diagnosis code still says right breast cancer, so it's not like you've put a completely different type of cancer, which we see pretty often, which we will change the diagnosis code for those. But for this situation, I mean, it still says right breast cancer, so it shouldn't be a problem. The same, it's the same drug code, It's authorized from 8/8/25 to 8/8/2026.
Please continue with that authorization. Yeah, if it is not bothering in our claims, then it will be fine. We will continue with that particular authorization and we will cancel it out, or you cancel it out, the new one which we have initiated.
Right, that's why I was calling. I've already canceled it, and because the fax I sent shows that the current auth, I put the auth number for the current auth in the fax instead of the auth number for the one that you can continue to use. So that's why I was calling to let you know to just kind of disregard the fax I sent, and
yeah.
I've already canceled the case.
Yeah. Just one more thing. Please give me the specific reason so I can add a note that it does not affect the claims, or that the thing which you have tell me. Can you repeat it, please? So I can add a note from my end also.
The prior authorization is requested for right breast cancer, and that's the same similar request that you've just submitted again, so it's not going to be a problem. It's the same diagnosis.
Okay, got it. Yeah, please can you spell your name?
April, last initial C.
What will be the call reference number?
I don't have a reference number. We don't do those.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for providing me all those details.
Do you need the auth number from the other request that's still valid?
Yeah, please provide me that one also.
So it's A288-490-568.
Yeah, got it. Thank you so much for providing me all those details. Yeah, and it is approved from 8/8/2025 to 8/8/2026, and it is for based on medical necessity.
Right. So dosage and frequency is up to the provider. You just have a full year of authorization, and it's up to the oncologist how much to give and how often to give it.
Yeah, okay, got it. Thank you so much for providing me all those details.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yes, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.